Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 8484. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 8484. That's proflowers.com, secret code 8484.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. The best flooring deals end Tuesday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Did you know canine caviar diets are formulated with common health concerns in mind, such as diabetes, cancer, and kidney disease? You see, canine caviar uses low GI carbs, which reduce hunger and prolong physical endurance. Free of GMO, gluten, hormones, steroids, and antibiotics, canine caviar's five-star dog and cat foods are the only alkaline-based foods in the world, and that promotes a healthy lifestyle for your furry family. Find out more at caninecaviar.com.
Doctors Foster and Smith Pet Supplies have a Vet VIPPS accredited online pharmacy covering all your pet's needs, from heartworm medications and anti-inflammatories like Rimadyl to non-prescription items like Canine Advantix Flea and Tick Preventive. Doctors Foster and Smith has your pet covered. We'll even contact your vet for you, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Low prices every day with free shipping on orders over $49. Shop online at fosterandsmith.com, because your pet's health and happiness come first.
This is an Animal Radio News Update, brought to you by Doctors Foster and Smith Pet Pharmacy, with prescription medications and over-the-counter products like Advantix Flea and Tick Medication delivered right to your door. Learn more at fosterandsmith.com.
I'm Lori Brooks. The investigation of dog trainer Cesar Millan, who is also known as the Dog Whisperer on TV, is over, and there will be no charges filed against him. This whole thing began back in February when an episode of Millan's show featured him using a scared potbelly pig to teach a French bulldog to get along with pigs, because that dog named Simon had previously totally ripped off a pig's ear. And we're not talking a dog treat here. We're talking a real live pig ear. So Millan in the episode knew that, of course, and Simon still bit this pig's ear and drew the wrath of animal activists who demanded that he be banned from television. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office says a comprehensive investigation was conducted, and they presented a very thorough and complete report to the district attorney's office, which they say was unable to find anything to charge Millan with. The county ACC, by the way, said you can tell that the incident was not intentional because they looked at the tape and the injuries to the pig looked worse than they really were, adding that the pig did get immediate veterinary attention. A growing number of colleges across the country are now offering their stressed out students pet therapy. Of course, and how wonderful is that? The health benefits of dogs and cats are well documented. Petting a canine companion can help lower blood pressure and help ease depression. And of course, pets help decrease stress by lowering levels of the stress hormone cortisol and increasing levels of the neurochemical oxytocin, which is the love hormone. Now, for all of those reasons, hospitals, nursing homes, prisons, practically everyone has embraced pet therapy as a part of treatment and rehabilitation these days. Oklahoma State University actually has a student stress reduction center, which they call Reboot, and it has more than 20 certified therapy dogs available for students every day, and they say they're about to add another 10 dogs to that program. Oklahoma State is also considering expanding its pet therapy program to someday include equine therapy, that would be with horses, and even a cat program. And Chicago will soon get its very first cat cafe. Treehouse Humane Society has been given approval to launch a coffee shop, which will also double as a cat adoption center. It'll feature a full-on coffee bar, a cat lounge, too, where a dozen or more cats will be free to roam and play and sleep. The $6 million Chicago facility is set to open in early fall. Cat cafes, by the way, are very popular in other countries, and Cat Town in Oakland, California, saw its adoption rate more than double after opening the first stateside cat cafe not even 2 years ago. So they've done wonderful things. I'm Lori Brooks. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Drs. Foster and Smith Pet Pharmacy. With everyday low prices on products like Quelin and Rimadyl delivered right to your door with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Learn more at fosterandsmith.com.
This is Animal Radio.
You know, that Cesar Millan story confuses me a little bit.
What is the deal behind Cesar Millan? Can you give a kind of a quick update so I know and I understand? Did a dog that was on one of his shows attack a pig? What's the story there?
Yes.
It's probably better if you guys tell it.
Well, what happened is, I guess this person had a pig and a dog, and their dog was attacking their pig, and they wanted Cesar Millan to stop it, to make them friends. So the person already had the animals, so he was out there, and in order to stop it, he had to see what happened, and the dog did go after the pig while he was there. And they're saying he was using the pig as bait. That's not true. He had a vet there. He had, you know, the owner there. He had everybody there ready in case something happened to the pig, and he was on top of it, and it did bite the pig's ear, and they did have a vet look at it immediately, and he was able to work through it and got the animal, the dog, to stop attacking the pig.
I guess it was quite a comedy scene. Not funny, but Millan, during the episode, the pig broke away from his staff member who was holding it while the dog was approaching. And so after the pig was bitten, the pig ran away, and they said that Millan was running around chasing the pig, yelling, "I got this! I got this!" You know, and just, it was a chaotic scene.
I heard about it, and I just thought, oh, it was just because he's been criticized for being harsh. I didn't realize about the animal injured.
Now, what do you think about it?
I think that was reckless. I just don't think that was wise for the pig's well-being, and it wasn't something that benefited that animal, and it was obviously too close proximity. It should have been protected from that from happening.
I guess he tried, but it broke loose.
You know what? It's interesting how we're divided here in the studio about this. I'm sort of with Dr. Debbie on this. That's where I side.
I don't know. I mean, I see that he wanted to help the other animal, but it's just like kids, you know, if you want to train your dog to be comfortable around kids, you wouldn't put a small toddler in the area and let them run loose. You know, you have to have measures and baby steps to get up to something like that before you put them in a situation someone could get hurt.
I'm surprised that they tape. So I'm surprised they even aired it. Wouldn't they have thought about that? You know, think that they would have said, we don't have to air this.
Yeah, or they could have said, here's a ratings buster that's going to get a lot of attention.
But do you want ratings? I think if a lawsuit went along with the ratings, I'd just go, now pass on the ratings this episode.
Well, there you go.
No pig ears for Simon.
I want to welcome back to the show Dr. Franz DeWall. We had you on, I believe, in 2005, so we're talking about 11 years ago. Welcome back, doctor. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks.
You know, your new book, Are We Smart Enough to Know How Smart Animals Are? Great title, because I've always wondered this very question, always thinking, I always think that my dog has like a sixth sense and is a little smarter than I am. Is there any truth to that?
I don't know how smart you are.
That's not saying a lot.
Yeah, no, sorry. Sorry about that. But I'm usually asking this question as a scientist, you know, because yes. In science, there has been a sort of downplaying of animal intelligence. All these hard-nosed scientists of last century who didn't want to hear about animal intelligence, and animal cognition was even a taboo word that we could not even use with animals. They have been downplaying intelligence for the longest time, and it's only in the last 25 years that we are starting to look at animal intelligence in a different way, and that's why I'm asking the questions, are we really smart enough to do that? And I think we are.
Why do you think we downplay their intelligence? Is it because
we feel threatened?
Or maybe eat chickens and cows and we don't want to think that they're intelligent? Or
That's another part. That's a moral dimension. But first of all, there is the religious side. It's like we have a soul, they don't have a soul. We have made every effort to make them look dumb, and that's part of our religion and part of our culture. Yeah, and on top of that comes the moral issue. It's like that is quite convenient to describe them as dumb and having no emotions and so on if you want to eat them, you know?
We are with Dr. Franz de Waal. The book is called Are We Smart Enough to Know How Smart Animals Are? When we talk about animals that are smart, we generally think about like the bonobo and the primates. But what about the dog that's sitting right next to me right now, or the cat that's in the other room? Do they have some pretty amazing skills that we are unaware of?
Well, one thing that has been discovered in the last 15 years is a few dogs, and you must have read about them, who can recall like 100 or sometimes 1,000 different words.
Uh-huh.
And so they know the words for certain toy items, and you can call that word, and even if the toys are in a different room, so you prevent them from seeing where you're looking, or maybe you're pointing at these things. You put them in a different room, and the dog has to run to that different room, and you say, get me the goose, or get me the club, or whatever, and the dog comes back with the right item. And even smarter than that is that they can exclude. So you give them a new word, a word that they've never heard before, and there's only one item in that room that they've never seen before. And they're able to connect that. They're able to connect, well, that's the word that I've just been given that I didn't know, so that must be for the item I didn't know.
Mm. Those are our standards, though. Those are smarts by human standards. But there must be standards that we don't even understand that they have. For instance, my dog just seems to know what I'm thinking before I'm thinking it.
Yeah, but most likely that's based on something that you don't even know that you do.
Oh.
So there's a famous story of Conrad Lorenz, who was an animal expert who was very fond of dogs, and he had many dogs. And he said that his dog knew when he was going to walk. So he would be sitting at his desk, and he would decide he was going to take a walk, and his dog would be jumping up and down. And he hadn't done anything.
Uh-huh.
And then he discovered, slowly, he realized that he was a pipe smoker, that he would always clean his pipe out if he was making plans to walk.
Ah.
So the dog, smart as the dog is, he would think, well, hey, he's cleaning his pipe, we're going to walk, you know?
Little subtle things. And sometimes when you get your shoes, or you put a jacket on, or you just, they pick up on a lot of little cues.
These are things that normal humans wouldn't even notice. So that's what I'm saying. They're pretty smart to pick up on these little things in our moods and what we're going to do and our reactions, so they can tell ahead of time what's going to happen. Well, this is a great book. It's about time that it's come out. It's called Are We Smart Enough to Know How Smart Our Animals Are? The author, Dr. Franz de Waal, joining us. Thank you so much for doing that. I have 10 copies to give away of this book.
Stella and Chewy's believes that selecting the best food is one of the most important decisions an owner can make for their pet. We believe that pets thrive when they're fed the same diet they'd get in the wild. Dogs and cats are carnivores, and meal mixers are a quick and convenient way to mix a little raw nutrition and great taste into their diet. Made from premium raw ingredients like grass-fed meat and cage-free poultry, with organic fruits and vegetables, meal mixers help kickstart your kibble. Learn more at StellaandChewy's.com.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. The best flooring deals end Tuesday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
This morning, Sandra Snead wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be Mrs. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just a way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future misses. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 3388 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3388.